You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about why they entered a young engineer's competition. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I don't expect to win the Young Engineers competition, but it's been an interesting experience so far. I've always liked making things, and I'd had this idea for a while for a new type of battery charger. When I saw the advertisement for the competition, I'd actually been wondering what to do with myself during the summer holidays. All my friends were away, and I couldn't find a summer job, so I thought, right, time to get on with it and stop just lazing around. I knew that if I didn't do something that got me thinking and was a bit of an effort, I'd have just wasted the summer.
Speaker 2.
I've entered other young engineers' competitions in the past and haven't come anywhere near getting a prize. But it's good fun, and this time, a guy on my course who I get on well with said he was entering and that he hoped I would too. Our entries are very different. He's got an idea for a navigation system, and mine's just a new kind of drinks bottle, so we'll see how it goes. Our lecturer thinks it's a great idea and has offered lots of advice and encouragement. I think all engineering students should enter a competition if they can. It really is an opportunity to develop your skills.
Speaker 3.
I know a few people who've entered young engineers competitions, and some of them have even won prizes. One of my friends was even interviewed for a national newspaper when he won. I'm sure I won't win anything myself, but I still think that doing something like this will impress potential employers. I'm trying to do all the right things to get my career off the ground. It's also fun putting an idea into practice that so far I've only carried around in my head. I've only recently graduated from university, and it feels quite relaxing to do something fun like this after all the demanding work for my course.
Speaker 4.
When I told one of my lecturers I'd entered the competition, he said it sounded very time-consuming, but he'd back me. He also said he'd tell the other students on the course about it in case they wanted to enter as well. If there are a whole load of us there, it'll be fun. I'm actually quite confident I might have a chance of getting a prize, which is why I entered, even though I've never done anything like this before. I've got this great idea for a new type of compact and easy-to-use ice cream maker, and I've really enjoyed working on it over the past few weeks.
Speaker 5.
I saw an ad in the paper for the competition, and I contacted them straight away. I'd never heard of anything like that in our area before, and no one I know is into engineering. I'm hoping it will give me the chance to talk to people I have something in common with. I'm applying for university at the moment, so any practical experience I can get before going will help. Having to design something and develop it on my own is proving very interesting, and though I had a few doubts before, I'm absolutely sure that engineering is the right course for me.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I don't expect to win the Young Engineers competition, but it's been an interesting experience so far. I've always liked making things, and I'd had this idea for a while for a new type of battery charger. When I saw the advertisement for the competition, I'd actually been wondering what to do with myself during the summer holidays. All my friends were away and I couldn't find a summer job, so I thought, right, time to get on with it and stop just lazing around. I knew that if I didn't do something that got me thinking and was a bit of an effort, I'd have just wasted the summer.
Speaker 2.
I've entered other young engineers' competitions in the past and haven't come anywhere near getting a prize. But it's good fun, and this time, a guy on my course who I get on well with said he was entering and that he hoped I would too. Our entries are very different. He's got an idea for a navigation system, and mine's just a new kind of drinks bottle, so we'll see how it goes. Our lecturer thinks it's a great idea and has offered lots of advice and encouragement. I think all engineering students should enter a competition if they can. It really is an opportunity to develop your skills.
Speaker 3. I know a few people who've entered young engineers competitions, and some of them have even won prizes. One of my friends was even interviewed for a national newspaper when he won. I'm sure I won't win anything myself, but I still think that doing something like this will impress potential employers. I'm trying to do all the right things to get my career off the ground. It's also fun putting an idea into practice that so far I've only carried around in my head. I've only recently graduated from university, and it feels quite relaxing to do something fun like this after all the demanding work for my course.
Speaker 4. When I told one of my lecturers I'd entered the competition, he said it sounded very time-consuming, but he'd back me. He also said he'd tell the other students on the course about it in case they wanted to enter as well. If there are a whole load of us there, it'll be fun. I'm actually quite confident I might have a chance of getting a prize, which is why I entered, even though I've never done anything like this before. I've got this great idea for a new type of compact and easy-to-use ice cream maker, and I've really enjoyed working on it over the past few weeks.
Speaker 5.
I saw an ad in the paper for the competition, and I contacted them straight away. I'd never heard of anything like that in our area before, and no one I know is into engineering. I'm hoping it will give me the chance to talk to people I have something in common with. I'm applying for university at the moment, so any practical experience I can get before going will help. Having to design something and develop it on my own is proving very interesting, and though I had a few doubts before, I'm absolutely sure that engineering is the right course for me.
That is the end of part 3.